Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In the last issue, Dick Grayson was the last Titan that Deathstroke did not capture, and he's not even a Teen Titan anymore. Will he be enough to save the other Titans? Let's find out in the Judas Contract, Part 3.
Okay, so we start the third issue of the Judas Contract, issue 44, I believe.
There shall come a Titan.
Dick he's still not believing that Terra was a traitor.
No.
He can't get it into his head that she would do that. And then he turns his attention to Joe, or Joey, and is like, why do you keep staring at me for? Why don't you talk to me? Why don't you just say anything? Adeline informs him that, well, he can't say anything. And then we get the backstory of her, of Slade, and Wintergreen.
Oh, man. Okay. What's the most concise way to bring this? Okay. Chick trains dude in the army. Army dude becomes like super soldier without any super soldier serum. And he's like the best soldier ever. And he figures out all the traps and how to survive in enemy territories. They fall in love. They get married. Super soldier without the super soldier serum's best friend, who's English but serving with the Americans in Vietnam, gets captured. Super soldier without the super soldier serum goes to get him, shows up in some awful, just awful, awful cultural appropriation of an outfit to save this guy.
Oh, but by this time he does. Yeah, before Wintergreen gets captured and Slade goes over to save him, he gets hurt in battle, and they say he'll recover, but they give him this
experimental ACTH, adrenocorticotropic hormone. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Do you want a breakdown of that?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so the adrenocorticotropic hormone, basically the adrenal part is like the adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
The adreno, it's ad and reno, ad above reno kidney, so it's the adrenaline that comes out from the adrenal gland. And then cortico is, I believe that's cortisol-based, so it's like a stress hormone. It's a stress hormone, so you have like super a lot of adrenaline and a super amount of stress, which when you elevate those levels, increases motor skills and comprehension and cognition and all that stuff.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so what's going on is that the drug itself, sometimes he'll have good days, sometimes he'll have bad days. Sometimes he'll be super strong, sometimes he can't get out of bed. It's messing with his hormones and messing with his everything, to the point where he gets basically camped military, and he's not in military anymore, so he's becoming a family man, but he goes on a lot of business trips for leaders of countries.
Right.
Adeline is home. Deathstroke is, or Slade is gone.
He's out on a business trip.
Mm-hmm. These ninjas with guns?
Ninja-esque mercenaries.
Mercenaries sound good. Come crashing in and ask and try to find Deathstroke. Knock Adeline out and captures Joey. Then we see Deathstroke reveal himself to Adeline. And this is where he says that the serum actually worked. I've always had my special abilities, and I'm going to go save our son. So they go to this warehouse where they're being held. He is told you need to reveal information on his business partners, otherwise his son is going to die. And Deathstroke is a man of his word and a man of his bond, so he's not going to reveal the information.
Nope. But even though this dude has a knife to his kid's throat.
But he weighed the risks, and he thought he could save him. He thought he was fast enough to save his son.
Yeah.
Sadly, he was, it saved his life, but the guy cut his throat, and now Joey can no longer speak.
Yeah.
Adeline is basically at her wit's end, and she's done with Slade. So much so that she puts a bullet in the back of his head to try and kill him, and just shoots out his eye.
Oh, darn.
It was actually funny because I was talking with, I think, Nick, And we were making joking around about how, well, you can't survive without one eye. And I'm like, well, Deathstroke can. And so can Carl. Carl! From Walking Dead.
Yeah. What about the dude from Escape from New York? Snake?
Yeah, but that's Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
He can survive anything. After Dick hears all this, he's like, okay, I am going to go and it's time for me to become a full-time Titan again. And this is his room in Titan's Tower, the one that he left and hasn't been back to.
Yeah.
But apparently he has this costume just sitting under there.
He's been thinking about it for a while.
But this is the first appearance of Nightwing.
Boom!
And Nightwing is, I know you know this, but Nightwing's one of my favorite characters. I have all of his issues because Nightwing's awesome. But we also get the introduction of Joey as Jericho.
I love that this dude's name is Jericho because, and specifically for a line in the next or the last issue, and remind me to bring up Jericho's name when we get to a line.
Okay.
Yep.
Dick is just like, well, why are you wearing that costume? Are you, you're not going with me? But then Jericho is able to show that, yeah, I can come with you. As he makes eye contact with Dick, he's able to put his essence into Dick.
I would say he breaks down Dick's walls. His mental walls.
Okay.
Get it? Because it's Jericho?
Yeah.
Cool.
But he's able to hop into Dick, and he is controlling him, all of his bodily functions. Because Dick is still conscious, he's like, well, what's I'm not doing this. Why am I moving? This is crazy.
Jericho puppets Nightwing.
And I like how, he just punches himself to prove the point.
That's fine.
But that, I guess, proves it enough for Dick to let them, to have him on the team. He does make a comment that he wish that when Batman was teaching sign language, he paid more attention. Which is surprising, because I'm pretty sure he was the one that paid the most attention. But yeah, so they go flying off to Deathstroke to try and find Deathstroke and try to find Titans.
Yes.
And Adeline looks on, smiling.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you liked listening to Emily, please check out the What's in the Cube podcast, where they talk about documentaries on the internet. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching What's in the Cube. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of this Teen Titans story arc.